我们感谢神，我们今天有一位特别的讲员啊，他是在南卡当长老的啊。那我们感谢主，他这一个星期来到我们当中，跟我们执事们、同工们啊做培训。我们感谢神能够带领 Jay Youngs 啊来到我们当中。We welcome you, Elder Jay Youngs, to proclaim the Word of God to us.让我们打开圣经哈，希伯来书第十二章。Let's turn to the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. 我们打开圣经希伯来书第十二章。
Good morning,
弟兄姐妹，大家早。
It is good to see you again.
很高兴能够再次的跟大家见面。
It's a great privilege and blessing for me to be here.
我感到很荣幸，也是神赐福给我有机会在你们当中。
I had the blessing of being with you several months ago.
几个月前有机会来到大家的当中。
When we talked about parenting,
我跟弟兄姐妹来分享教养儿女的事情。
And I very much was encouraged to be with you at that time.
我非常受到鼓励在那个时候。
And I've had the opportunity to talk about the joy I had with your congregation.
也有这样的机会跟大家来分享我所有的喜乐。
With people in my church.
在我的教会的弟兄姐妹。
And to several others as well.
也跟其他的弟兄姐妹。
To share the commitment that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们能够一起的在神的面前有委身。
So I bring you greetings from my church in South Carolina.
所以我就代表我的教会，从南卡的教会来跟大家问安。
And I look forward to opening the Word of God with you this morning.
那我们一起来打开圣经，来看神的话。
Let me make one other observation.
我在这里跟大家再讲一点。
I've had the opportunity in this life to see many Christians, many situations, many churches.
我在我的基督徒的生活里面，在我的一生里面，也看到许多的信徒，也在不同的教会里面也拜访过。
One interesting challenge of this day,
在今天我们面对的一个非常有趣的这个挑战。
There are fewer and fewer churches that cling to this Bible.
就是越来越少的教会高举圣经
as their very rule of faith and life.
就是高举圣经是我们信仰我们生活的终极的权威。
And that is the sense of purpose and unity that I felt immediately in dealing with this congregation in my time with you.
这也是当我来到这里的时候呢，我好像宾至如归来到各位弟兄姐妹们的当中。
So let me offer that word of encouragement to you.
让我来鼓励大家。
This morning,
今天早晨
I'm going to give you a brief introduction from Hebrews chapter 2. We'll get to 12 in just a minute.
我们来看一看希伯来书的第二章做了一些的介绍。
One of the things that binds us together as Christians is the difficulties that we face in life.
基督徒我们什么样有一个共同的地方呢？就是我们都会面临许多的困难。
That's because as Christians we're not compatible with the world around us.
因为我们基督徒跟我们世俗上的人不一样。
So much of what is happening today in the political scene or in our universities,
我们从大学从政治上面我们都看到一些的不同。
Is that we need to be one with each other and with the planet.
那么就是说到我们要大家要彼此的合一。
As if there was no God.
他们也主张说我们只要合一在这个世界上然后呢好像是没有神一样的。
But this teaching is incompatible with scripture.
可是这样的教导跟圣经是有出入的。
And the Holy Spirit and His wisdom and understanding,
圣灵有他的智慧跟他自己的了解。
Anticipated that this would be the case.
来当我们看见说这个就是我们基督徒跟世俗不一样的地方。
So we read in Hebrews chapter 2.
所以今天我们来看一看希伯来书的第二章。
And I'll begin with verse 16.
我们从第十六节来看。
The writer of Hebrews says,
希伯来的作者这样说，
For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants.
其实他并没有救援天使。
For this reason he, in speaking about Jesus Christ,
是救援亚伯拉罕的后裔。在这里他是说到耶稣基督。
He had to be made like his brothers in every way,
他在需要在各方面和他的弟兄们相同，
in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest,
为了要在神的事上成为仁慈忠信的大祭司，
in service to God,
好为人民赎罪，
and that he might make atonement for the sins of his people,
好叫好为人人民赎罪。
And this is the significant part.
这就是然后呢最重要的一点。
Because he himself suffered when he was tempted.
因为他自己既然经过试探，
he is able to help those who are being tempted.
受了苦就能够帮助那些被试探的人。
The Lord Jesus Christ knows the things that you struggle with.
主耶稣基督知道你所经过的。
He knows them because he experienced them.
他知道你的挣扎，因为他已经经历过挣扎。
And yet he was without sin.
可是呢，他没有犯罪。
The Lord Jesus Christ knows that this life in this world is difficult.
耶稣基督知道说，我们人生在世是会面对许多的困难。
He knows it because he experienced it.
他知道，因为他经历过。
And now he is able to offer help to us.
今天他可以帮助我们。
Indeed, to all Christians.
和所有的基督徒。
So this book of Hebrews.
所以呢，希伯来书。
Is a book of encouragement.
是一本鼓励人的书。
And God wants us to take it that way.
所以神要我们看希伯来书的时候，是从鼓励的角度、激励的角度来看。
What are the things that suffering and difficulty tends to do?
这个人生的苦难和困难会怎么样呢？
Is to make us feel isolated from other believers.
就是让我们从别的基督徒那边被孤立起来。
When in fact the struggles in this world should bring us together.
其实呢，在这世界上所面对的苦难应该把基督徒聚在一起。
Because we have one who went before us.
因为我们有一位在我们以先的。
Experienced all the pain and difficulty of this life.
因为他已经经历过所有的痛苦困难。
And yet was victorious.
但是他胜过了。
And he is committed to you and to me.
所以他今天他仍然是爱我们，他委身给我们的。
So we don't face life and those struggles alone.
所以呢，我们不会孤单的一个人来面对我们的困难。
We don't face on the basis, but we don't face the struggles of life on the basis of our works.
我们并不会因为我们自己的工作来面对我们的困难。
We face them on the sufficient sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
不是靠我们的功德来面对，乃是靠着主耶稣完备的救恩来面对。
And truly, no other religion can say that.
所以在今天没有任何其他的宗教能够这样说。
So this morning we're going to talk about some difficult things.
所以今天早上我们要来看看一些困难的事情。
But we'll talk about them from the perspective of Christ's faithfulness.
我们从主耶稣的信实的角度来看困难。
And we remember that these words that we're going to hear are for our encouragement.
我们要记得说这些话要说的话呢是给我们一个激励。
You see, if the Bible is to be our life,
那如果说圣经是我们的生活的权威的话，
which is indeed what Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 32,
那摩西在生命记的第32章也是这样说，
these words are not just idle words for you,
这些话语不是只是话语而已，
rather these words are your life,
这个话语是我们的生命。
Then we have hope to face the struggles of life.
我们在面临我们困难的时候，我们是有盼望的。
So with that light,
是从那个角度来看。
Let me begin reading with Hebrews chapter 12.
让我们开始来念希伯来书的第十二章。
And I'm going to read the passage first, and then we will discuss it together.
然后我们先来看这一段的经文，然后我们一起来详细的解释。
So Hebrews 12:4-11.
希伯来书第十二章。第四到第十一节，希伯来书十二章第四到第十一节。
In your struggle against sin,
你们与罪恶斗争。
You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
还没有对抗到流血的地步。
And you have forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons.
你们又忘记了那劝你们好像劝儿子的话。
My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline.
他说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教。
And do not lose heart when he rebukes you.
受责备的时候也不要灰心。
Because the Lord disciplines those whom he loves.
因为主所爱的，他必管教。
And punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
他又鞭打所收纳的每一个儿子。
And this is crucial.
然后呢，接下来很重要的。
Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons.
为了接受管教，你们要忍受，因为神待你们好像待儿子一样。
For what son is not disciplined by his father?
哪有儿子不受父亲管教的呢？
If you are not disciplined, then everyone undergoes discipline.
做儿子的都受过管教，如果你们没有受管教，
then you are illegitimate children and not true sons.
就是私生子，不是儿子了。
Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us.
还有肉身的父亲管教我们。
And we respected them for it.
我们尚且敬重他们。
How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live?
何况那万灵的父，我们不是更要顺服他而得生吗？
Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best.
肉体的父亲照着自己的意识管教我们，只有短暂的日子。
But God disciplines us for our good.
唯有神管教我们是为着我们的好处。
That we may share in His holiness.
使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
No discipline is pleasant at the time.
但是一切管教在当时似乎不觉得快乐。
But painful.
反觉得痛苦。
But later on.
后来。
It produces a harvest of righteousness and peace.
却为那些经过这种操练的人结出平安的果子来，就是义。
For those who have been trained by it.
就是那些被受操练的人。
May God bless the reading of His word.
用神自己祝福我们读他的话语的人。
This passage talks about hardship, it talks about discipline.
这一段的经文里面讲到一些的困难，一些的管教。
We as a society and as a culture and as a collective group of people living in this time,
在我们今天的社会，我们今天的文化里面，
are afraid of the word discipline.
我们很怕看到那个管教这两个字。
But this passage teaches us that discipline is a good thing.
其实这段经文就告诉我们管教是件好事。
It is a sign of the love and commitment of God to us.
是一个神爱我们，神向我们委身的一个标记。
The Lord has blessed my wife and myself with 5 children.
神赐福给我跟我太太，我们有五个孩子。
One way you could tell who my children were from other children.
那么怎么知道我的孩子，这些是我的孩子呢？
I didn't chase other children.
我没有追别的孩子。
You know, I just chased my own.
我只是追我自己的孩子。
You know, fortunately, we didn't have to chase them very much.
那么现在感谢神，已经不需要再继续的追他们了。
But our concern was born out of love for them.
但是我们爱他们，所以我们管教他们。
So it wasn't a matter of anger or disapproval.
并不是出于愤怒或者是不允许的态度。
It was a matter of concern and love.
是因为我们出于关心和爱。
And that's the way this passage talks about discipline.
所以呢，这段经文也就是这样子讲到管教的事情。
Discipline comes from the same root word as disciple.
管教这两个字呢，在跟这个字根的话，是跟门徒这两个字是一样的。
Which is to learn.
就是学习。
So discipline actually has to have a very positive connotation.
所以呢，管教是一件积极的事情，是一件好的事情。
So we have no problem making that skip over to sports.
我们也没有问题，当我们讲到运动的时候，或者是一些的打球的事情的时候。
As a matter of fact, we praise athletes who are disciplined.
其实我们都很称赞那一些很有节制的那些的运动员。
Whether it's a gymnastics star,
无论是做体操的
Tiger Woods in golf,
或者是打高尔夫球的 Tiger Woods,
or an excellent baseball or football player.
或者是打棒球，或者是打足球的运动员。
When experts talk about them, they praise them for their discipline.
当那些专家们称赞这一些人的时候，就说，嗯，这些人很有节制。
If someone watches baseball,
当我们看打棒球的时候。
And they say the hitter is an undisciplined hitter.
然后当他们说，哎呀，这个人是没有一个没有节制的人。
They're not paying him a compliment.
他们呢，并不是给他一个赞赏。
So discipline has a very positive connotation, and we as Christians need to learn to embrace that.
所以这个管教呢，也是一个非常积极的一个的俗语。
So having said that, let's go back then to the passage.
然后我们再回到看这段的经文。
And we'll look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
The passage says, and you have forgotten talking to these Christians that are struggling.
他说，你们又忘记了那劝你们和好劝儿子的话。
And he says, you have forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons.
他说，你们忘记了那劝你们的。
The Holy Spirit means that this passage is to encourage you.
圣灵借着这个话想来激励我们。
This is how God wants you to receive this passage we're looking at.
这也是神要我们这样的来领受他的话。
So then he goes on to say, quoting the Proverbs, he says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline."
然后呢，在这个箴言书里面也说，我儿啊，不要轻看你父亲的管教。
And do not lose heart when he disciplines you.
当他在管教我们的时候，不要灰心。
Because the Lord disciplines, excuse me, the Lord disciplines those he loves.
因为神耶和华是管教他所爱的人。
So the passage is clearly saying that God has an interest in you.
所以呢，在这里呢，这段经文就告诉我们说，神是关心我们的。
So、the question that we can ask then.
那我们会问一个问题。
Is how does God show that love?
神怎么样彰显他的爱呢？
It's kind of easy to see when I would discipline my children.
当我在管教我的孩子的时候，你们就很容易看得出来。
Things that we did that you could easily identify as discipline.
因为有一些事情我们做的时候，你就知道说啊，我在管教我的孩子。
But now that we have become adults,
但是当我们现在是成人了
，How does God discipline us?
那么神怎么样管教我们呢
？And that's an important question for us to understand.
这是一个值得了解的很重要的问题。
Fortunately, the passage gives us the answer.
感谢神，因为他的话语给我们答案。
Verse 7 says,
第七节说
endure hardship as discipline.
他说到你们要忍受、啊、因为、为了接受管教你们要忍受。
God is treating you as sons.
因为神待你们好像待儿子一样。
Now, has anyone in the room ever experienced hardship?
请问在座的弟兄姐妹，我们有没有就是经过一些困难呢？
I've got a couple shaking their heads, though. I think they're giving me a hard time.
You know, 可能有一些人在摇头。
You know, we have experienced hardship, haven't we?
我们都有经过一些的难处。
Sometimes that hardship discourages us.
有时候这些难处呢，令我们感到非常的灰心。
And there is a sense in which it is very discouraging.
那可能真的是有一些事情是会让对我们来说是灰心的事。
But we need to remember that we have a big God.
但是我们要记得，我们有一位伟大的神。
I was encouraged by the things that I was able to read from your singing this morning.
今天早晨我看到我们所唱的诗歌给我很大的鼓励。
And I believe one of the words was that God will make a way.
那么其中一个就是神会开道路。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
How is he able to do that?
神怎么开道路啊？
If he's like you and me,All you can do is just offer nice phrases and praises and meaningless things.
如果他神只是像你跟我一样的话，那他就只是表面上的微笑一下，或者是敷衍敷衍。
But our God created the heavens and the earth.
但是我们的神是创造天地万物的神。
He continues to provide us with the very air that we breathe right at this moment.
他持续不断的来供应我们所呼吸的空气。
He is at work on this planet, bringing about His purposes.
他持续不断的在这个世界上在掌管着。
And perhaps most amazingly,
那么更奇妙的
is He takes people like you and like me, who are sinners,
就是他把我们，就是你跟我一样的，我们罪人这帮的罪人
，and transforms us by the grace of Christ.
然后透过主耶稣基督的恩典来改变我们
，into people that are holy,
让我们成为圣洁的人。
I don't know about you, but when I look at myself,
我不知道你，但是当我看自己的时候
，it's the most amazing thing I can think of.
这是最 奇妙的事情，我可以想象的最奇妙的事情。
So that this God that we serve is about doing great things.
这位我们所服侍的神，所侍奉的神，是一位能够做伟大事情的神。
He is so great.
他的伟大到什么程度呢？
That he's able to take the hardship that we endure.
他可以把我们所经历的这些的苦难，
and make it into a good thing for us.
转变成对我们有益的事情。
See, we have to believe that.
我们要相信这样。
If we don't, we go through life with a terrible, terrible discouragement.
不然的话呢，我们就会处在沮丧灰心的当中。
So this passage was written to people who knew about suffering.
所以呢，这一段经文就是给那些受苦的人说的话。
And as the writer ends the book,
当希伯来作者在结束他写这本书的时候，
he reminds them of God's faithfulness.
他再一次的提醒我们，神是信实的。
So he says here that God is treating you as sons in this hardship.
他说到在这里，神是当我们是他的儿子。
And he says, "What son is not disciplined by his father?"
他说有哪一位孩子没有被他的父亲管教过呢？
Now the next question I have to ask you.
下一个问题我要问大家的。
Are you perfect?
你是完全的吗？
I don't think I see any yeses here.
我没有看见有人点头哈。
Are we in need of God's help?
我们需要神来帮助我们吗？
Next week?
下个礼拜？
How about right now?
现在呢？
We need that all the time, don't we?
我们都需要，经常需要神的帮助。
So we stand in need of the help of God, and God is committed to giving it to us.
我们在神的面前，我们跟神说，神啊，我需要你，神一定帮助我们。
He is faithful to provide it.
因为他是信实的。
And he provides it in hardship.
他在困难的当中，他信实来供应给我们。
This is what the passage means.
这就是这一段经文的意思。
Furthermore, if you're not disciplined,
另外，如果你不被管教的话，
you're illegitimate children.
你是一个私生子啊。
The worst thing that God can do to someone, according to Romans 1,
在这个罗马书的第一章说到神会做什么样的事情呢？
Is to leave them alone.
最惨的事就是他就是任凭他的人了。
And let them go their own way.
让他们任凭他们自己做自己喜欢的事情。
Just as a father, I would have been cruel not to chase my children.
如果我没有管教我的孩子的话，我也是一个很残忍的父亲。
And just as an aside, I told them the first thing we taught them was, I don't want to chase you.
那么我们就会跟我的孩子们说啊，我不会管教你。
It's a lot easier that way.
啊，这样子的话很容易啊。
Okay. So discipline then is a sign of being a son or a daughter in Christ.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，神的管教呢，就证明说我们是神的儿女。
And that's what the passage in Proverbs chapter 3,
这也是
11 and 12 talking about.
这也是箴言书第三章的第十一、十二节这样说的。
And it was quoted earlier in our passage.
就刚才我所说的。
The writer goes on then with this argument about discipline being a good thing.
希伯来书的作者呢，继续的讲有关这个管教的事情。
He says, "Moreover, we all had human fathers."
那么说到我们有肉身的父亲
，who disciplined us and we respected them for it.
随着自己的意识管教我们，而且呢，我们是敬重他的。
How much more then should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live?
更何况是神在管教我们，为了我们的好处。
See, if we are to regard hardship as discipline, then we must see God's faithfulness in hardship.
如果我们看苦难呢，好像是神在管教我们的时候，那我们就能够忍受这样的苦难。
When you have a difficulty,
当你面临困难的时候，
maybe an argument with your husband or wife,
可能你夫妻之间在争吵。
Maybe as a young person, your parents has been unreasonable.
可能你现在是年轻的，你的父母亲好像并不是很有理由。
Although I'm sure they'd never be unreasonable.
那我知道说父母亲不一定不会没有理由的。
Maybe you have a flat tire.
可能你这个轮胎爆了。
Or maybe in this day and time,
可能在这个时候
You have the danger of losing your job.
那么你在这个工作上面似乎你要失业了。
The God that we serve,
神，我们所侍奉的神
is able to be true to His word.
是他的应许是不改变的。
So the hardship that you face,
你所面临的困难,
you can view as a positive thing.
你可以把它变成一个积极的事情。
Now, fortunately, the Bible has given us several explicit examples to support this.
感谢神，在圣经里面也有不少的例子给我们看见这样的事情。
One of these is the story of Joseph.
那么有一个很明显的就是约瑟的故事。
Joseph, by his brothers, was treated very unfairly.
约瑟受他的兄弟们苦待，不公平的对待他。
As a matter of fact, they thought they were being nice to him by selling him into slavery instead of leaving him to die in a pit.
对约瑟的兄弟来讲说，可能他们已经对从他们的角度来看，他们已经是对约瑟很好了，把他卖到埃及去。
The 17-year-old boy then was sold to slavery in Egypt.
十七岁的约瑟就被他的兄弟卖到埃及为奴。
When he got to Egypt,
当他来到了埃及的时候
，he honored God.
他还是敬畏神。
And was treated unfairly again, and called to be unfairly an adulterer.
然后呢，又受到不公平的对待，被人家指控他为一个淫妄的人。
Then he was treated unfairly by people he helped in prison.
然后呢，他在这个监狱里面也受到不公平的对待。
And then 13 years later,
十三年后
，he is given the opportunity to come to Pharaoh.
他有机会来到埃及的王法老的面前。
And he's asked, can he interpret a dream?
他就要求法老要求他来解释梦。
And Joseph says to Pharaoh,
然后约瑟就跟法老说是可以的。
Yes, I'm so wonderful, I can interpret the dream.
我可以来解释梦。
I hope that's not in your Bible because it's not in mine.
我不希望这个事情这段经文在这个你的圣经里面。
So the first thing Joseph did is honor God.
约瑟来到神的面前，第一件事他做的是要他在敬畏神。
And he gives praise to God.
他赞美神。
Now this is after 13 years of doing nothing but having nothing but hardship for honoring God.
就是十三年来，他因为敬畏神的缘故，他经历了这么多的困难。
His very own brothers turned against him.
他亲生的兄弟就是来背叛他，出卖他。
And yet Joseph.Knows that God is faithful and gives honor to God before Pharaoh.
但是约瑟知道神是信实的，并且他愿意来敬畏他。
And then you know the story.
然后你知道那个故事。
His brothers and father come down to Egypt because there's a famine.
他的父亲跟他的兄弟们因为饥荒的缘故就来到埃及。
And Joseph begins to see God's plan at work in all of this.
那么约瑟那时候就看到神的手在当中。
Because he's able to provide for his family during this time of famine and hardship.
因为在饥荒的时候，他可以来照顾他的兄弟跟他的父亲。
And then Joseph's father, Jacob, dies.
然后约瑟的父亲雅各死了。
And his brothers now face a chilling reality.
然后呢，他的兄弟们就非常的紧张啊。
The one who protected us, Jacob,
因为雅各是保护他的，他们的
is now gone.
现在死了，父亲死了。
So they are afraid.
所以他们很害怕。
So they come to Joseph.
所以他们就来到约瑟的面前。
And they beg him not to be too hard on him.
然后呢，求约瑟说不要苦待他们。
And you remember what Joseph says?
你记得约瑟怎么说吗？
He says, even though you meant it for evil,
虽然你们要做恶事，
God meant it for good.
但是神有他的美意。
See, this is an object lesson.
这是一个非常具体的一个的功课。
Of how you can endure hardship as discipline.
让我们看见说，在管教神管教的时候，我们怎么样能够忍受这样的痛苦。
We serve the same God as Joseph.
我们同样的侍奉跟约瑟同样的神。
Perhaps some of you are facing some extreme hardship right now.
也许在座的当中有一些人正在面临许多的困难。
I would be surprised if there weren't hardship.
那么我会觉得很惊讶，如果你说你完全没有困难。
The same God is your God.
约瑟的神也是你的神。
This hardship is something that He has meant for you to look to Him and focus on Him.
这些的苦难，你的苦难，乃是要我们专注在神的身上。
You see, verse 10 says,
第十节说
that God disciplines us for our good.
神是为了我们的好处而管教我们的。
That we may share in His holiness.
然后说到在他的圣洁上有份。
So we have the opportunity to take a hardship.
所以如果我们有这样的机会去经历我们的苦难的时候
and to participate in the very holiness of God,
我们就是在神的圣洁上面有份耶。
Philippians 3:10,
菲利比书的第三章第十节说
Paul says,
保罗说
that he wants to share in the fellowship of the sufferings of Christ,
也是讲到说他要跟主耶稣基督的受苦有份。
See, this is a different perspective than what our world gives us.
这就是神给我们的一个不同的角度来看苦难。
Our world wants us to be discouraged with hardship.
世界要我们因为经过苦难而感到灰心。
I see many young children here.
我看到这里有许多年轻人。
And that's a blessing.
是神的赐福。
I remember times when our children were young and we were up at 2:00 in the morning.
有一次我记得我孩子还年少的时候我们就是留到凌晨两点钟
struggling with lack of sleep
因为在这个睡不着觉
and I was encouraged by my wife
但是我的太太鼓励我
encouraged by the Bible
就从神的话语鼓励我
to see that this was an opportunity to show love to our children
就告诉就是从神的话看到说这是一个机会来爱我们的孩子。
We have many opportunities. If we begin to look, we can see the hand of God all around us.
当我们看的时候，从神的角度来看的时候，我们看见神的手在我们当中。
If we only interpret God's hand when we see good things,
如果我们只是看到好的一面，我们怎么样来解释神的手呢？
Then we lose a tremendous blessing.
我们就失去了许多的福气。
See, our God is so great that He brings good out of difficulty.
伟大的神从我们的苦难当中带出了许多的好的事情。
We want to remember Joseph.
我们也看要想到约瑟。
And of course, you know the greatest example of God bringing good out of hardship.
我们看见说这就是一个最好的一个榜样。
It's the Lord Jesus on the cross.
就是耶稣基督在十字架上所做的。
There was nothing fair about that.
耶稣没有任何的这个受到公平的对待。
But it was necessary for us to be able to know God.
但是呢，为了我们能够认识神的缘故，耶稣基督为我们而死在十字架上。
None of us,
没有我们任何一个人
experienced the horrible agony and hardship that Jesus endured.
没有我们没有任何一个人曾经经历过好像耶稣基督所经历过的苦难。
Yes, there was the physical torture.
是的，他。身上受到逼迫
the nails through his hands,
他手上的钉痕
the crown of thorns jammed on his head,
荆棘的冠冕放在他的头上
hanging on the cross by the weight of his body,
挂在十字架上要他自己的重量要自己来承担
being mocked,
被人讥笑
laughed at,
被人讽刺
being told that he was impotent,
被人家说他是无能的
Because he couldn't bring himself down from the cross.
因为他自己不能够从十字架上下来。
As bad as all of those things are,
这些经历了这么多的苦，这个坏的事情
，they pale in comparison.
这些我们的苦难跟他比一下，真是不能够跟他相比。
That he who knew no sin,
他没有犯过罪
，became sin for us.
成了。为我们承担了罪。
So we just celebrated that this morning.
我们今天早晨也纪念到主耶稣的工作。
This is the ultimate picture of hardship.
这就是一个最明显的一个图画，让我们看见主耶稣的受苦。
Turned into blessing.
从苦悲变成福悲。
There's a difficulty that we face in hardship.
我们面临许多的困难。
Difficulty is designed to turn us to God.
困难把我们带到神的面前。
So the passage ends.
这段经文结束的时候
，in verse 11,
在第十一节说
，No discipline is pleasant at the time, but painful.
他说到，在一切的管教在当时似乎不觉得快乐。
See, the Bible is very real.
圣经是很实际的。
It understands where we are.
因为他明白我们处在哪里。
So it says that this discipline is painful.
所以呢，他说到这一个的管教呢是痛苦的。
But the promise is here.
但是有一个应许啊。
It produces later on. It produces.
他说到最后呢，他就结出什么样来呢
？A harvest of righteousness and peace.
就是结出果子来，这就是义跟平安。
or depending upon the translation, the peaceable food of righteousness.
不同的版本有不同的这个解释，就是讲到平安的果子来就是义。
For those who've been trained by it.
我们受过训练的。
So what is that training?
这个操练是什么呢？
It's realizing that I need help.
就是认识说我需要帮助。
You need help.
你需要帮助。
God is committed to giving it to you.
神愿意给你帮助。
He's going to give it to you through hardship.
他会透过苦难给你帮助。
But he's given us his spirit and the word.
他给我们有圣灵，有他的话。
So we can interpret that hardship.
让我们可以解释这些的苦难。
Rather than just getting a raw deal.
并不是说只是一种的，好像一个必须要经过的而已。
It's from the loving hand of God.Provided for us and planned by God before the beginning of time.
是神他慈爱的手在万事以先已经预定的。
This is the greatness of the God that we serve.
这就是神伟大的地方。
So you see, we can have hope in difficulty.
所以在苦难的时候，我们是有盼望的。
This passage is very similar to Romans 8:28.
这段的经文很像罗马书的八章二十八节。
For we know that in all things,
我们知道说万事互相效力。
God works together for the good,
万事互相效力,
for those who love Him.
叫爱神的人得益处。
That is reality.
这就是现实。
Now, where will you find that reality taught?
我们在哪里可以找到这么现实的话呢?
Maybe in the newspaper?
可能在报纸上吗?
The internet, maybe.
可能在网络上吗?
The 6 o'clock news.
可能在晚上的六点钟的新闻吗?
You know, I'm sure that you've heard the newscaster say,
有可能你会听到那些新闻报道者说,
that there was a flood in the Midwest,
在中西部有一个水灾,
that God brought about for the good of his people.
然后呢说到神是为了这些人的好处而带来的。
We don't hear that, do we?
我们没有听过这样，对不对?
But it is true.
可是呢是真的。
That's how practical the word of God is.
这是神的话就是这么样的实际。
Discipline is painful.
管教是苦的。
But none of us can say before God that I don't deserve.
没有人可以跟神说，神啊，我不配。
But the beauty of this discipline is it's not a one-to-one, tit-for-tat, retribution.
感谢神，这个神的管教呢，并不是一对一的这种。
Rather, it's the loving hand of God pointing us that there is a better life ahead.
乃是神慈爱的手来指示我们说还有更好的东西在前面。
And there are better realities now in this time than what this world offers us.
也比现在这个世界可以给我们的更好。
See, if we begin to accept these things from the hand of God,
当我们开始来接受这样的事实的时候，
if you accept this training,
当你接受这样的操练的话，
at that point you can beginTo discern the true meaning and purpose of life.
到时候呢，你就能够分辨出来，我们活在这个世界上真正的意义是什么。
Which again, as you sang this morning,
就好像我们今天早上所唱的那些诗歌。
It is to bring glory to God.
乃是要我们将荣耀归给神。
Are we committed to the things that we sang and praised?
我们认同我们早上所唱的吗？
I was blessed as we stood together and I heard you sing. I saw the words there.Of commitment to God.
感谢神，当我在你们当中这个诗歌敬拜的时候，我听到你们对神的委身。
But think about it. You promised God, standing together in song, that you would live for His glory.
我们想一想吧，我们一起站立的时候，我们唱歌的时候说，我们要将荣耀归给我们的神。
These words of worship are not designed to be forgotten.
这些诗歌，这些的字，并不是为了要忘记而设计的。
They are designed to be a part of our very being and spirit.
乃是为了我们的灵魂，为了我们个人的生命而设计的。
As we face the difficulties and hardships,
特别当我们在面临我们生命上的困难的时候。
This is what God has for you in hardship.
这就是神给我们在苦难当中的应许。
So don't view hardship as just another time to be discouraged.
所以呢，不要看困难是一个沮丧的时候。
In addition to the difficulty and the hurt and the discouragement,
在受伤害、受沮丧、受灰心的时候，
it is the time to know the loving hand of God.
是要我们认识到神慈爱的手。
This passage promises you a harvest of righteousness and peace.
因为这段经文告诉我们，给我们应许，说我们必定会结出平安的果子来，就是义。
Brothers and sisters, this is a glorious promise.
弟兄姐妹，这是最荣耀的应许。
I pray that you would embrace this passage as an encouragement.
我期望说，这个是我们大家所能够抓住的应许。
There are many difficulties in this life.
是的，世界上很多的苦难。
Our Lord and God is greater than all of them.
因为但是我们的神是比这些苦难更伟大。
And He is able to bring all of these things we struggle with.
他会把这些我们所挣扎的事情
to the point where we can see His hand of glory in them.
带领我们，让我们看见他手的荣耀。
I encourage you. I plead with you. I pray for you that you will buy what this passage says.
我鼓励大家，你们能够被这段的经文说服了。
So that you will know that harvest of righteousness and peace.
以致我们能够结出平安的果子来，就是义。
Amen.
Amen. 让我们一起起立来唱回应的诗歌。你信实，你的信实广大。